Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every weekday morning, you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2024, Lord willing, we'll make it through the books of Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Hebrews. So glad to be with you today. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray, and we'll get into the first 8 verses of Numbers chapter 27. Let's pray. Father, you have given us your Word. You've given us time this morning to study it. Lord, we pray now that you would teach us. We pray that you would instruct us and that you would lead us into truth. We need your help, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we are at Numbers chapter 28. Sorry, I think I said Numbers chapter 27 before. Numbers chapter 28, the first 8 verses, by the way. We're entering into a new part of the book of Numbers here. Numbers chapter 28 and 29 is going back to the different types of laws. So we're going to look at first daily laws and daily sacrifices and weekly sacrifices and monthly and then yearly type or once a year. So there's different types of sacrifices. So let's go ahead and jump into that now. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel and say to them, my offering, my food for my offerings, made by fire as a sweet aroma to me, you shall be careful to offer to me at their appointed time. And you shall say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord. 2 male lambs in their first year without blemish, day by day, as a regular burnt offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, the other lamb you shall offer in the evening, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed oil. It is a regular burnt offering which was ordained at Mount Sinai for sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And its drink offering shall be 1/4 of a hin for each lamb. In a holy place you shall pour out the drink offering to Jehovah as an offering. The other lamb you shall offer in the evening as the morning grain offering and its drink offering. You shall offer it as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord." Well, we need to ask ourselves our 3 questions. A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do? Well, what is this about? This is God telling them again, when you go into the promised land, I think that these are, okay, you guys are still doing this. They know this is going, but when you cross over the Jordan River, it's still going to continue. You're going to make these offerings every single day, every morning and every evening. You're going to start your day with a sacrifice to the Lord, and you're going to end your day with a sacrifice to the Lord. Right, and so he gives again exactly what it's going to be: 2 male lambs under a year old. They're going to be a burnt offering. There's going to be a grain offering and a drink offering with it. So this is going to be the cycle, the rhythm, the pattern of their life. What's the best verse to summarize this? Well, I would probably underline verse 3. This is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord: 2 male lambs in their first year without blemish, day by day, as a regular burnt offering. That's probably what that is what I have underlined. Right? But what's the calling? What are we called to do? Right? I think this calls us to recognize for them, this was the daily pattern of their life. Morning and evening, they remembered every day who their Lord was. And so they could serve him and love him and keep at the front of their mind that he was their covenant king. He was their redeemer. And he was the one who dwelt with them. Oh, I hear a kid on the outside of the door. I think they're wanting to come in, but they're too shy. And so the Lord redeemed them, bought them up out of Egypt. This is what he told them in Exodus chapter 29. I think that's the chapter when he had told them about the daily sacrifices in the book of Exodus at Sinai. So he's saying, when you go dwell in the land, I'm still dwelling in your midst. I'm still your covenant king. I'm still your God. I'm still the same Lord who loves you and redeemed you and who has you follow after him. And so that's what I think we're called. Right? Do we remember the Lord morning and evening? Right? We don't need to make morning sacrifices. Right? We don't need to go kill 2 male lambs or pour out our drink offering or take our grain offering. But do you remember with your life and with your prayers, that's the Lord who has loved you, who has redeemed you, who has poured out the perfect sacrifice for you, when the blood of his own son was offered up freely for you. Remember your redemption day by day. He's good to us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, and we pray that we would not let days go by that we don't thank you for your covenant love and mercy towards us. Lord, we have hard days, and you know that. There are hard providences in our lives, and we sometimes just have bad attitudes. But Lord, we pray that you would please help us to remember who you are. Help us to live our lives knowing that they are coram Deo, before your face. Lord, please, let us rejoice morning and evening that our King lives and that our lives matter. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may your covenant King, your Redeemer, give you hope and mercy day by day. I'll see you next time. Bye.